Well, I don't have any doubt. There's proof. Just think of the civil rights movement. Think of abolition and think of the labor movement and think of the women's movement and the LGBTQA. I think there's some other initials I'm forgetting. Or the anti-apartheid movement in South Africa or in Estonia. 600,000 people in 1989 as the Baltics were breaking away from the USSR. 600,000 people. There's a beautiful film about that. Sang in the streets.
Oh, good chills.
And so, you know, proof positive by these wonderful movements for social change that always have singing. Singing does something, you know, when you run sound through your body, you vibrate on a different level. And people singing next to each other. And that's what I mean by community. There's something so beautiful when you're singing with – we're not professionals. Everybody's an amateur and putting themselves into a situation where they're sharing their voice, their literally and figuratively. I think that's what's important to say. Literally, the voice that I'm speaking with becomes an instrument and then we're sharing – that sound. And then you add the text to it, and hopefully the text has some meaning that resonates in your body, and then there's a vibration that just happens that can transform and change people and open people up. Music is different than – or, you know, just a text is one thing, and just instrumental music is one thing. And when you put the two together, I think something special happens, and it's probably pretty – hard to talk about, really.
Mm. So it's almost it's the language of the soul itself.
Yeah.
Come unto me.
Thank you.
That is the Yellow Springs-based World House Choir and their version of Come Unto Me. We're in the studio with the World House Choir's director and longtime director of the Muse Cincinnati Women's Choir. She's Dr. Kathy Roma, and so pleased to have her in the studio today. You mentioned some of the movements which were bound together by music and almost in some sense could be said to have sustained, have been the sustenance that, kept the people coming together, that kept the momentum and the will. And one of the tunes that I was so pleased to hear at your rehearsal just concluded was this from South Africa that I did not know this tune. I'm going to try to pronounce it Shosholoza.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Tell me a little bit about this tune, and then we'll hear it.
Well, you know, it's somewhat new to me. I heard about it, and it just got published in 10. Actually, that's old right now, 2010, right?
Oh, heavens, no.
Yes. So I love doing this music from the anti-apartheid movement, and Shosholoza means go forward. And so much of this music is inspirational and has to do with moving yourselves forward and with strength and stamina and courage and strength. So actually, it was in the film Invictus. So for your listeners who saw that film, and it's quite stunning there. And I guess also it was used in – maybe it was 2010. That's why it became popular at soccer match, a world soccer match. So that's how it got into the vibration of the globe. But then it has been published. So I got a hold of it and I thought, oh, my gosh. Okay. This is something – one I don't know and I really want to do it.
This features soloist Christopher Smith.
Christopher G. Smith. He's a young man who's sung often here in Yellow Springs. He went to Central State and now he's a first-year master's student at Miami University in voice.
This is Shosholoza of the World House Choir on 91.3 WYSO.
Shosholoza.
Shosholoza.
Talking with Dr. Kathy Roma, the longtime director of many choirs of note, and we're so pleased to say of the World House Choir based right here in Yellow Springs, Ohio. A lot of the mission of what you do, and I say mission instead of maybe the vibe, the aim, is to address in all of its forms, to keep the light on, the word at, social injustice. And as a part of that work, you do a lot of work with prisoners. And it's not just the choir goes and sings for prisoners, but you also organize prisoners into choirs.
Well, I work for Wilmington College. I'm a professor of music at Wilmington College, a Quaker college. They got involved in prison education very early in the late 1960s, so 40 to 50 years ago. And when I was hired full time at Wilmington in 1993, my location for all of my teaching was in the three wonderful prison programs that Wilmington College had. But due to some really tragic occurrences, they are no longer funded by the federal government because Pell Grants were taken away. 1.5% of Pell Grants, as you know, they're grants made by the federal government for people who are poor. And when Claiborne Pell set up that whole system, 1 to 1.5% only. That's a very tiny amount, really, if you think about it, went to incarcerated people because they're poor. So a lot of colleges and universities, not just in Ohio, all across the United States, got involved in offering associate degree and baccalaureate degree programs in prisons. So that's where I taught. And the dean of correctional education, a wonderful woman from Dayton, Mary Ellen Baddock, she asked me to start a choir. So I did in 1993, and that is Umoja Men's Chorus. And even though the money has dried up and the state has pulled their money out, Kasich pulled all the money out in June of 12. So now there's absolutely no offerings in most medium and all close security prisons. There are no college program. So I got hooked. That's what I say to people. And so I'm still going in every week. And the Umoja Men's Chorus at Warren has three CDs, and they won gold in the World Choir Games. And then, as would have it, those guys had their security status. Many of them had their security status lowered. And so now they're at a medium security prison in London, Ohio, called Madison Correctional. And so they asked the chaplain there if he would call me. And lo and behold, I have a really wonderful choir called Ubuntu there at Madison Correctional. And I probably have 24, 26 men singing in that. And that's brand new. That's a year old.
I wanted to talk about the tune Spiritual that also has a connection to Sweet Honey on the Rock, correct? And mm-hmm. and this is very modern. You can, I mean, as I was listening, I heard when I heard the mentioning of the Towns of I thought, well, no, that's a modern song. It has this old feel. But tell me about this tune.
Yeah, Spiritual by Dr. Issei Maria Barnwell. She's been a part of Sweet Honey since 1980, but now she's just retired from there. So she did so many of the wonderful compositions that Sweet Honey sang. And this one is, I call it really a new spiritual, because it has that feel, as you've mentioned, of spirit and spiritual. Can't no one know at sunrise how the day is going to end? Can't no one know at sunset if the next day will begin? That's the chorus. And before we sang it today, one woman from Cincinnati spoke about a young girl who was shot dead last week inadvertently in a domestic violence situation. The father fired the gun up straight and it went through the window and hit the young woman in her head and was killed. And then someone shared that somebody who went to Yellow Springs High School was murdered, I guess, 2 weeks ago in Dayton. So, you know, you can't know. And the meaning of the song is that we need to live each moment, and we need to also stand for we need to work for justice and stand for things. There's the verse goes, in this world of trouble and woe, a person had better be ready to go. Mm. And then troubles of the world fill our hearts with rage from Soweto to Stonewall, Birmingham, and L.A. So I think your listening audience is familiar with the struggles of each of those areas mentioned. And people were willing to die, really, for what they believed in. And so to be present, to be aware of what's around us, who is around us, what's going on. We all can do so very much, and we maybe think sometimes we can't. We feel powerless, but that whole idea of coming together to sing gives us some kind of sense of power that we can make a difference. But spiritual is a brilliant piece, and thank Dr. Barnwell for bringing that out into the world.
That was the World House Choir and their performance of Spiritual. They're a part of a series of events going on today across the Miami Valley and especially right here in Yellow Springs, across the country, I suppose it's safe to say.
Absolutely.
Right here in Yellow Springs as well for the celebration of the birthday of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And Kathy, I have often felt disconnected from the events in the world around me. You hear the news that is going on and the things that are done by humans to other humans. And I think these are not any kind of things that I would ever do. And yet these things are getting carried on. I often mourn a sense of connection to the events of the day. And I often do feel disempowered. But I have to tell you, I feel a little bit more hopeful after hearing this choir. And I want to thank you for that. And it is a testament, it's a microcosm of how we really can come together and accomplish things so much greater than any one of us could do individually. So that might just be our salvation.
Yeah, I think so. I think you've just been eloquent. And, you know, because we often, I think, feel powerless. And when I teach at Wilmington College and course, Arts for Peace and Justice, and I give lots of the students a lot of things to read. And the whole point is that one person can make a difference, absolutely. And then one person working with another person, another each one, teach one. And that galvanizing of humanity can be very powerful.
Thank you for a beautiful glimmer of hope. Thank you for a beautiful continued moment of music. And thank you for talking with us today.
It's been wonderful. Thank you so much. I love your voice on the radio.
I used to be a singer, you know.
I didn't know that.
That's how that all worked out. Thank you so much. Will you come back and see us at a regular interval?
I will.
Dr. Kathy Roma on 91.3 WYSO. Here's the World House Choir singing Over My Head.
There must be a God somewhere.
Why? What?